Good morning. You're welcome if you're just joining us. This is Morning Ireland on Wednesday, September the 18th. Mary Wilson and Audrey Carvel keeping you company until 9 o'clock. Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Further details are to be released this morning about the seizure of more than €7 million worth of cocaine and the subsequent arrest of five men in Wexford and Dublin on Monday. The Gardaí and the EU's law enforcement agency Europol are holding news conferences this morning in the wake of an investigation into the activities of Irish criminals who've been using an encrypted communications platform which has now been infiltrated by policing agencies around the world. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí have begun examining encrypted devices seized here following the infiltration of a secure communications platform used by criminals. The system was compromised as part of Operation Kraken, a joint operation by the FBI, the Australian, Canadian and French police, and the Gardaí. The system, according to reports from Australia today, is known as Ghost and was set up by a 32-year-old Sydney man 9 years ago. He launched the network and began building dedicated encrypted communications devices, which he then sold to vetted users, criminals. Europol says the network was used for large-scale drugs trafficking, homicides and money laundering, and described the criminal organisations targeted as high risk. Gardaí carried out a series of searches here over the past few days and seized encrypted devices. They're now being analysed as part of the evidence gathering process, and Gardaí say files will be sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Over €7 million worth of cocaine seized in Wexford and over €300,000 in cash in Dublin is, Gardaí say, connected to the infiltration of the criminal network. The five men arrested on Monday remain in Garda custody. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The militant group Hezbollah has said it will punish Israel after communications devices exploded in attacks across Lebanon that the Iranian-backed group has blamed on Israel. Nine people died after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded simultaneously in multiple areas of the country yesterday, with nearly 3,000 others wounded by the blasts. The attacks came just hours after Israel announced it was broadening the aims of the war in Gaza to include its fight against Hezbollah along its northern border. The Israeli military declined to respond to questions about the detonations. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
As Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah vowed revenge against Israel for a wave of explosions in Lebanon yesterday, the United States said it was continuing to gather information about the incident. Thousands were wounded when pagers used by Hezbollah militants to communicate with each other exploded across Lebanon within the space of 1 hour. The United Nations said it deplored the attack as it warned about escalating violence in the region amid ongoing fears that this conflict may yet spread further. The US State Department said it was too early to say how the pager attacks in Lebanon might impact efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza, as Washington continues to urge all sides to agree to a peace deal. Hezbollah and Israel have been exchanging fire on a daily basis since the October 7th Hamas attacks. The violence has driven thousands out of their homes on both the Israeli and Lebanese sides of the border.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will today seek government approval to bring dozens of children from Gaza to Ireland for medical care. Today's initiative follows months of work across government departments, along with the input of medical doctors and the Red Cross. Following this morning's meeting of the Cabinet, the Dáil will return later today after the summer recess. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This plan is aiming to evacuate around 30 children from Gaza before the end of the year in what would be the first phase of the programme. The children will travel with a carer who will be accommodated in homes owned by health workers. The children who need care will be flown into the country by the EU, with the ambulance service and other state agencies all involved once they arrived. Under the plan, an advance team from Ireland will travel before any medical evacuation. This team will include health officials and medics who will complete the health screening of patients and carers prior to clearing them for travel. Children with various conditions will be treated in Ireland, but this does not include orthopaedic patients, due to ongoing efforts to increase the number of operations being carried out here in this area.
The central bank has forecast that 52,000 homes will be needed to be built annually over 25 years to cater for pent-up demand. It says this demand stems from thousands of adults living with parents or renting shared accommodation who want to buy a home, along with a growing population. The bank has also calculated that if the government wanted to reduce the deficit of homes over a decade, it would need to build almost 70,000 units a year. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
For a decade, house building has been lagging behind demand. There are thousands of adults living with parents or renting shared accommodation who want to buy a home. That housing deficit, combined with the growing population, means house building needs to ramp up significantly, according to the central bank. It says if housing output increased by 20,000 homes a year, it would still take 25 years to clear pent-up demand. And if the government wished to deal with the housing deficit in 10 years, it would require building almost 70,000 homes a year. That's double the number of house completions of last year.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Visit Grant at the Ploughing and learn about heat pumps, underfloor heating and HVO biofuel condensing boilers. Think heating, think Grant.
Any mist and fog patches will clear this morning. Today will be dry with long sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 22 degrees.